You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Right. Why, John's in here hating on Travis Barker.
I don't know why.
Yeah, he sees Travis with one of the Kardashians. I don't know the names.
It's Courtney.
Courtney. She's one of the good ones.
She's pretty. Yeah. And he is, I just don't get it. What is wrong with him? I can't remember.
Is he Sum 41?
Not only.
Blink 182.
Blink 182, yeah.
He's Blink 182?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the drummer.
I guess he's a singer, so women have to have, you have to have just gorgeous women.
Well, I mean,
he's a drummer or what? He's a musician.
Been a mega tat guy.
He's a musician, so you.
Drummer.
Yeah. He is gross.
Like Tommy Lee. He's this generation's Tommy Lee.
Yeah. He must be.
And that's this generation's, well, you'd really say Kim Kardashian would be this generation.
So do we know what kind of a video's coming out then soon?
We'll see. Well, I mean, her sister's already had one, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So the sister, we've already had a Kardashian video that started to kick this whole thing off. She put a video out so that the whole family could flourish.
And they did. And they have.
Yeah, and they have.
What you call taking one for the team.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. She did. And so,
She's taking a few.
Nope. Let it sit there. Don't do anything. Never mind. Sometimes when things come out there, we got to make sure that they don't make jokes. This is the guy from, the insurance? That's what I felt like I was doing. Like, she's taking a lot of them for the team. No, we don't say that.
No,
we don't say that.
Yeah.
Only your radio host. Yeah, yeah. Like John Clay Wolf. No, we don't say things like that. We just let it sit there. Don't say anything.
Don't now. Okay? No.
They'll go for the team. Many of them.
All right. Carlos Correa has a new agent. He's Scott Boras. Okay. And number two, Aaron. And are the Astros going to be able to, with Scott Boras in control? Now, he has had some, Altuve is a Boras guy, so we know that it's not impossible that the Astros could get him. It is impossible, I think, if he wants $350 million, then it's going to be impossible. But let's see. Scott Boras even admits this window is possibly closing, and this is a nice time. This would be a nice time to keep a Carlos Correa around.
Well, the Astros, when you look at them, they have three or four young pitchers. But they also have six potential great position players who are all relatively young. So it's an organization that's been, at the championship level of play for three or four years, and yet that can continue
for six or seven
if they're able to retain, those true core pieces of all-star level talent that they already possess.
Yeah. And that, no doubt about it. I mean, Carlos Correa, the Astros would be better if Carlos Correa was around. And if Carlos Correa would take a two-year, $70 million deal, then we're all right. Then we're okay. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's work that out, Scott. Okay? They're not going to do 10 years. They're not doing $350 million. They're just not doing it. So let's work this thing out, Scott. You need me to call? You need me to get in on this?
The only hope you have is that this two-year deal, because three is too long.
Yeah.
What about one?
Three won't do.
Would you do one at 35?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
For the Astros?
Yeah.
You're just putting off the inevitable, though.
Yeah, so? Is it another year that Jeremy Pena can get ready.
Is it in your best interest? Well, it is in your best interest to try to win, yeah, because Justin Verlander doesn't have a lot of time left. Is it in Carlos's best interest? Well, I mean, you get to the market even faster than a two-year deal. But if you were going to, if the Astros are going to give you $70 million a year, that's 35 a year APY. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah. And then you get an eight at 240. It still puts you at 310. An eight at 35 would put you at 290.
How you doing that? You ain't doing that. You're not doing
it. No. Not you. Like, I'm thinking,
yeah,
how could Carlos?
Right.
I mean, the only way the Astros have any chance is if the market just completely collapses.
You're trying to figure. Listen, one at 35, he wants at least 33 a year. So you're a little bit ahead of the game with one, but I don't know that you do that if you're. Listen, if the offers aren't out there, Boris says the offers are going to be out there. If the offers aren't out there, if this is a market that just is not going to give Carlos Correa a 10-year deal,
he might hit reset for the next year.
He might have to.
Maybe you say, okay, we'll reset it for the next year,
and that'll be three straight years if he does stay of him being healthy. And now you know, well, the guy is more durable than we thought, right? If he can stay healthy for another year, that'll be three straight years. You know, two and a half because you had COVID, year.
Odds of Carlos Correa being here in 2022, what would you put them at?
20-some percent.
Higher than I would have thought.
Really?
Odds of him being here in 2026?
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
That's the thing. At the best, you'll get two.
1% maybe. Yeah. No. Because Crane's not doing it. He just ain't doing it. So.
And Carlos ain't doing it. And so if he's not doing it and he's not doing it, then you ain't going to get anything done.
Nobody's doing it. There's two.
There's just too many teams with money. I mean, unfortunately, teams with money could also use Carlos's talent. And Carlos would probably love to go there from a marketing standpoint. So it's just I feel very, very confident that somebody's coming up with that $300-plus million deal. The question is, do they come up with more than Corey Seager got?
Well,
I think that's a legitimate question.
Well, look, according to Boris, as I understand, it's not even close. It's not. And here,
what's not even close?
That Carlos Correa is by far the number one guy out there, and you got that cut number six.
His agent says it, I believe it.
Of course you believe. Of course, Scott Boras would never exaggerate about a person's talent.
Well, I think for every team and every player, they're going to look externally and make judgments about what they want to do with a player. But, you know, Carlos is a guy that reaches the top of offensive and defensive metrics, and he's got a resume, a ring. So he has all the elements that create what we have normally seen as, you know, valuations at the top, at the Everest of what contracts should be.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know that he reaches the top metrics of offensively. He hasn't.
Well,
he
hasn't, says you.
He's just not.
Boris has some different numbers.
Well, he is by far the best defensive player in the league, but he's not. He's far from the best offensive player in the league. He has been clutch. He's been a great leader. He's come up in huge situations and wants the bat in his hands in big situations, and he's great. He's not one of the top offensive players. He's not one of the top offensive players in the league. He's just not. Now, is he the best free agent out there? Absolutely. He's the best free agent out there. Has been. But it still doesn't mean just because you can want in one hand and poop in the other. See which one fills up first. I don't know that $35 million is out there for him.
Do you really not? You really don't think that Boras isn't going to get him? Like if I gave you a $10,000
chip, Boras has failed in the past.
I'll give you a $10,000. No, it's true. He's also succeeded. He's succeeded more than he's failed. He's considered the best in the business.
He's the best.
If I gave you a $10,000 chip and I said you can put it on black for Boras, will get Carlos a deal or $300 million deal. Or red that he
okay,
will
now,
not.
Okay, now, wait a minute. It's got to be a $330 million deal.
I'm going to change the game up. $300 million deal. Will Boras get him one this year? Will he sign a $300 million-plus deal this year? Black is your $10,000 chip for yes, red for no.
I'm going to put it no. I'm going to put it on no.
Wow. So what are you saying then?
I don't know that the market
You don't think he even gets to 300?
Hey, he didn't have an offer. He had a $275 million offer. That was it. That was the biggest bid that came in. And oh, by the way, Seager got three
before
and a quarter.
All this stuff shut down. I'm convinced many of these teams just said we're just going to wait it out.
Maybe. Listen. Throwing around $350 million ain't okay. I just don't know that it's going to be. I just don't know that it's going to be there, especially for a guy who's had back, leg, rib. He's had a lot of injuries, and it's risky business at $350 million.
They did get Trey Turner. The Dodgers got Trey Turner.
Yeah.
So they're out of business, right?
No, they can move Trey Turner to second. Or keep him at second, whatever the case may be. And now the Dodgers are all real.
You can't move Chris Taylor.
Chris Taylor just signed a deal. Chris Taylor's a good player, but he's
20
an
home runs, 73 RBIs. Well, that's who they have at second right now.
Well,
in their they have Chris Taylor playing second right now in their depth chart.
Yeah, well,
that just tells you we're just waiting for Carlos.
Maybe. Or Chris Taylor. Chris Taylor to a nice deal.
Can you imagine how slick the Trey Turner to Carlos Correa double plays would be?
Yeah.
It would be stupid how slick that would be.
No, the Dodgers would. Well, and the Dodgers are, yeah. No, the Dodgers are a real possibility since they don't care about money there. They just don't care about money.
No, but I mean, you got to care about, you got to, at some point, Carlos is a huge cheater. Yep. You know it. Your fans know it. You can't bring a cheater in like that. What does that say about you as a team and a person?
Oh, really? They just gave Mookie Betts all that money.
Hey, you see the Cubs have a shortstop?
That cheater.
Nico Horner. Their second baseman's Nick Madrigal. Like, these guys, you can't move these guys. Patrick Wisdom is the third base.
You know, Patrick Wisdom's a good player. Patrick Wisdom is from here.
Oh, yeah. Patrick Wisdom had 28 bombs this year.
Yeah, Patrick
Wisdom. 61 RPIs, which is a little
pretty
weird.
Good start. He's a good player.
Yeah, he's 30 years old.
Yeah.
It feels like the Cubs could potentially stand to add a guy like a Carlos Correa. What it feels like.
Well, because they got rid of all their money. They got a lot of money to spend there.
Go there, Carlos.
713-780-3776. Your thoughts on that or anything else, you're more than welcome to do that. We got more NFL news that we haven't gotten to. We'll do that on the other side right here. But right now, we are talking about Absolute Marble and Granite. We're talking about Jeff Aronoff and the greatness that is. Speaking of money, I mean, listen, dude is money. He is going to get the job done for you. Now, it's usually a big... it's always a big project, okay? So, yes, will it cost you? Yes, but guess what? If you don't do these things, you're never going to be able... Your business is going to hurt because you haven't upgraded, because people aren't going to want to go to an old, dilapidated place. You got to upgrade. You got to put in new counters or cabinets or patios for your restaurant or whatever it is, whatever your business is. If it's Shungad, guess what? Hey, you ain't getting no business. People ain't coming back. So make sure that you upgrade, and Jeff Aronoff does that for you. You got to put some money back into it to make money. And if you're looking for the best way to do this, all you got to do is call Jeff Aronoff and let him get started. He'll design it. He can help you pick everything out. It doesn't matter what it is. Big job. Jeff Aronoff is here for you. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. We got the Culture Map guys up next right here. That's what we're doing, not the NFL. We got Culture Map joining you, and then Five Star after that. So stay with us for some picks right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 918, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Stevie D joining us here on the show to talk a little. Eric's under the weather, so he is not with us today. But he will be back, hopefully, next week to talk about restaurants. But you want to talk about restaurants, too.
Yeah, I sure do. You know, I'm Eric Sandler, the preeminent food editor here in town.
We're using that preeminent word a lot.
Well, like, yeah. Well, he's the best.
Yeah, he is.
He's the best. You know, I often say I'm the Bill Belichick and he's the Tom Brady. By that, I mean I wear a lot of sweatshirts and mumble. And Eric is the top producer in the city of Houston.
Right.
For restaurants. So... we at Culture Map, we keep it simple, KISS, and we put out a story every month, Eric does, I should say, called Where to Eat in Houston Right Now. So it's literally Where to Eat in Houston Right Now. So since I listened to the show on my way here, I was listening to Ask John. So what if we do Ask John and Lance, have you been to these restaurants?
Okay.
All right. Number one, Daily Gather.
No.
Nope.
All right. It's a new show. New
spot. Here's the thing, though. Last 2 years, I've had to tighten it up where I've gone because of the pandemic, and then it became kind of just... I haven't gone to as many new places.
Well, I know, but you guys
I'm interested to see if this is what's trending, I'm interested to see what it is.
All right. Well, if you know Dish Society, you'll know Daily Gather. It's the same people, and Brandy Key is doing her stuff there. Look for a selection of cocktails, alcoholic and zero proof. Really friendly kids menu.
Zero proof. Do you know that these mocktails are a thing now because of people like you and your dry January, John?
Well, what about me and dry forever? I'm 1 year sober this year.
Hey,
this
month. Nice. Like intentionally, not
intentionally. Well, yeah. You know, I used to say that if I had an action figure, his accessory would be a glass of scotch.
Yeah,
and
not anymore.
I'm really
think just, less you know, of you now being a quitter. But go ahead.
I'll mention that in AA.
Wow, wait a
Here's my affirmation, ladies and gentlemen. John Granato called me a quitter.
He's not going to be anyone's sponsor.
No.
What are you doing? Just do it.
Just do it. I'm going to reevaluate everything tonight.
Don't go to John for reaffirmation, please. What are some other restaurants?
All right, Kinokawa. It's from the guys who Chef Billy Ken. He brought you Blackbird Izakaya and Hidden Omakase.
Both of them really good.
Yeah. Really good.
Blackbird and Hidden, I've been to both of them.
No.
I've been to the new one.
Yeah. Now I know you guys have been to this, Burgerchon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Downstairs.
Yeah.
I have not been there yet.
What? John, come on.
Yeah, no.
Take your 2011.
I heard the hot dog is excellent.
Hot dog's fantastic.
It's
burger's fantastic.
Everything is bonkers there. The sweet potato fries.
They're only open for lunch, right?
No. Tuesdays and Thursdays, they're staying open.
Okay.
And they're open late lunch, too. They're kind of just closing whenever people are no longer eating there. So, yeah.
Take your $10,000 sneakers, John, and go downstairs and walk
down. Don't have any $10,000 sneakers. Go ahead. More.
Burrow and Bull.
Nope.
No. Okay, very good. Okay. Noragami.
Yes.
Yes, I knew you would have. Yeah. All right.
No.
Can you guess what kind of food it is, John?
Nope.
Noragami.
You think it might have to do with Japanese John, and fish and sushi?
John Granato, who teaches diversity courses at Gallo Media.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sure both of you gentlemen have been to this. Underbelly Burger.
Yep.
I get it. What'd you guys
say? Not the new burger spot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been to Underbelly.
How long has Underbelly Burger been open now?
Not very long.
Got it.
And speaking of hot dogs, he's got a signature bacon sausage hot dog, so you got to check that out.
Yeah, I've had that before.
Cool spot called Maze. Have you been there?
No.
All right. So
where's this?
M-A-Z-E?
Yeah. M-A-I-Z-E.
Okay.
Chef Fabian Saldana, he's been at Mark's and Hugo's. It's a really, really cool base. Corn-based dishes here. Shrimp empanadas, octopus, gulf fish, corn-based sauce. Really, really good stuff there. How about this? Doubt that you've been out here because it's kind of far. It's out in the woodlands. Mastro's Ocean Club.
Ocean Club,
but it's a Mastro's.
It's Tillman's, and if you want your ribeye and your wedge salad, you know, go try it. But really, there's some really, really cool stuff here, like sushi rolls, seafood towers, lobster and mashed potato, lobster mashed potatoes,
right?
Mashed potatoes made with lobster, which just sounds fantastic to me right now. And then there's a signature butter cake there that you got to check out too, and another one, Solicita Chorea. Itakaria.
Don't know that one. Where is that?
So that is in the former Frank's backyard. Frank's backyard. So that's a.
I don't know where that is.
Downtown.
Oh, okay.
Downtown.
Hmm?
So, you guys have a lot to check out.
Yeah, we do.
You guys have a lot to check out. Now,
every week y'all do this, I'm like writing notes, like, I gotta go there. And then every once in a while I follow up on it. And every once in a while I'm just like, I need to start writing this down and just putting them in a list on my notes on my phone so that I go hit these places.
Yeah.
We have chefs coming from out of the state on a regular basis now opening restaurants because Houston's the place to be.
Well, now you think about it this way. I used to talk about this all the time. You and I spent a lot of time in LA, Lance. As I drop that again.
All right.
Do you want to spend $5 million on a build-out, or do you want to spend $2 million on a build-out?
Yeah.
Do you want to have three has-been Hollywood producers as your boss, or do you want to have some oil guys backing you up and letting you do whatever you want?
B&B, I guess. I don't know about oil guys right now. Oil guys' money hasn't completely dried up.
No, it's not.
There's still money in oil.
Oil guys still have money.
They still have oil barons.
No, they're good.
We still have
energy. Now we just call it energy.
Money.
Yeah. Now it's the energy sector.
Rich Kinder may want to have a word with you about that. Yeah, but so that's what's going on in restaurants. I do feel like Ryan Fitzpatrick backing up Tom Brady here, because Eric would be the one talking about all this.
Yeah.
I say Ryan Fitzpatrick because I've got a decent beard and I can run. but
you won't sit outside without a shirt on.
No, not in
Buffalo
not in
weather
Buffalo.
In a playoff.
Yeah. No, I've done that. I'm from Canada.
Oh, yeah,
so you,
apologies.
Well, you
no, I'm Canada.
Out, well, no, of course. Then you sat outside in the winter with no shirt on.
Yeah, that's what as one does. I'm from Toronto, but we do it in a very civil way. Oh, by the way, speaking of, have you been shot at? I've had an M16 and 5 pistols pointed at me in my career.
Really?
In the military?
Yeah, M16. So we thought it'd be a good idea to return a rental car at the airport on September 12th, 2001.
And we didn't think it would. You had to.
We had to, and yeah. We showed up late, and the airport was locked down, and I turned around, and there was a... There was a soldier with a, it wasn't even an AR, yeah, I know my guns, it wasn't an AR Veritan, it was a proper M16 with the handle and everything, the ubiquitous M16, and he had it pointed right at my chest, and he said, what the F are you doing here? And I was like, oh, I'm a brown guy on September 12th at an airport. He has reason to be a little concerned.
I'm just returning
this car that has nothing in it besides my wallet, by the way.
Open the trunk up.
I will drain the fuel tank. I mean, So.
Can you get somebody else to bring that back for you?
Well he rented it.
This is the story of my stupid life, John.
Hey, could you... Did somebody ask you to return? That wouldn't look suspicious either on September 12th.
No.
Hey, listen, I would like for you to return this car to the airport.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, no problem.
Exactly.
Sure, give me the keys,
sir. It's a van with fertilizer? Sure. Yeah, that's great. I love gardening.
Couldn't you get
some
gas?
Full
tank of gas?
Yeah. Someone else?
The brakes don't
work?
I'll
give you $20 if you bring this... rental car back to
There's
the airport.
There's something wrong with
Park
the brakes.
As close as possible.
Yeah,
no,
the brakes and the steering are bad. Is that okay?
That's not going to be something that happened.
All right. So if you're looking for date night tonight, as we move on to entertainment, Color Factory is really cool. It's a really immersive place where people are going for all their IG stories. Color Factory. So you take the family. It's almost like a big giant Lego Wonderland, and it's all these kind of colors, Legos, and tonight, you know, your date gets in free. So that's pretty cool. Now, do you guys remember the iconic movie Full Metal Jacket, Matthew Modine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's in town. He did a story. He did an exhibition, where he shot photographs, stills, while on set.
Oh, Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah, so back in 87, he shot a bunch of black and white film. He's got a full exhibition at Alta Arts, and he's in town to give a Q&A about the exhibition. Saturday at Alta Arts. Pardon me, Saturday.
What time?
Check it out on culturemap.com.
That's
right.
Okay, before we go, we're running out of time. You and I both were at Infinite.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about that on the show.
Okay.
It is fabulous.
Has Aaron gone yet?
Yeah. I went during the preview days with my wife, who works on the space station.
Yes, it is unbelievable.
You know, in the business we call this a tease, but I'm going to do 5 reasons why every Houstonian should see this, because if you know, space is in our DNA in Houston. You know, we all remember where we were when the Challenger blew up. We all remember that we shouldn't talk about just that, but everything. And we'll talk about this soon, but it literally puts you in the space station, it puts you outside the space station. And everywhere you look, you are in space. It's not just like you look in one spot.
It's unbelievable. People, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. It's at Silver Street.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable. I would go again because you're not going to get the same experience the second time.
No, and by the way,
And
everyone who goes has a different experience.
Yes.
The way they shot it, they shot 100,000 hours. No one person has, no two people have the same experience. You got to check it out.
Yeah.
We're going to do a big story on this on Culture Map. And by the way, did you guys talk about two things are blowing up on Culture Map. Scott McClellan leaving HEB and...
So what's the deal with that?
What happened?
Well, he's
actually
stepping down.
Don't tell us. We'll read it on Culture
Map. Ken Hoffman got the scoop and exclusive as to why
Scott McClellan is leaving HEB. He is HEB.
Yeah.
You know what? All that jinxing of Astros and Texans has repercussions.
Maybe.
He got chased out of the city.
Yeah, that could
Brock
be it.
Osweiler, Deshaun Watson, Will Fuller, DeAndre Hopkins, the Astros trash can scandal.
Zach Cunningham.
George Springer's gone. Zach was in it too?
No.
Okay. Oh, well, I was like, Charles Aminihu, Bradley Roby. Remember that one they did?
No,
the Bradley Roby. It's the curse.
Hey, maybe it'll lower the prices at Central Market now. Okay, how about that? Who's ever coming in to take Scott's place?
And what'd you guys think of this? This blew up on Culture Map too. What'd you guys think of Sugar Land changing their name?
Space Cowboys?
Who cares?
And there must be a reason for it. Like to go with a name like Space Cowboys?
Well, they want
to
get the space theme because of the Astros. That's it.
But they could have fun. So my brother, who does the music for the show, I don't know if you know this, but the Culture Map music, the bed music comes from my brother.
Oh, okay.
He listens from Atlanta. He pointed out that Macon has the Macon Bacon and Savannah has Savannah Banana. Why didn't we just do something food-oriented in the biggest food city in the country?
Yeah.
Like what? Houston? What rhymes with Houston?
Well, one of your
banana slugs.
Oh, it'd be Sugarland.
Yeah.
Sugarland.
You could do a ton with that.
You're a creative.
What about Sugarland Shawties?
There you go.
Although it's a bunch of dudes playing, so you can't really be a shawty.
Shawty. I'm not trying to. All right, 9:29. We're done. Five stars next, right here. As always, Stevie D. Appreciate it. I met Stevie D's mom, too, over at the deal.
Good.
Yeah. She said, I met John Granato. Do you know he's so handsome?
I'm like, I don't see him that way, but okay.
This segment and see what she thought about some of his comments in this segment.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she's
what? I didn't say nothing.
Devin Dan was a big fan of yours then.
9:30 ESPN 97.5, five star next. Give you some winners, and we got them. I already got them. Here's the deal is if you're looking for, how about a guy that is going to kill all those pests? Yeah, that's right. You got pests. Right, listen, you're gross. If you've got bugs, if you've got bed bugs, if you've got roaches in your house, if you've got, well, termites, you can forget about it. If you've got termites, then you're losing your house. So you definitely want to make sure that you get rid of those. And Scott McGrath does all of that and more. Scott McGrath is a bug killer. He is unbelievable how persistent he is. Now, there are some. There are a lot of different instances where you think, well, I can't get rid of these bugs. It's unbelievable how bad it is. Nope. Scott McGrath's going to get rid of it. Scott McGrath is going to do it until those bugs are gone. Now, he comes to our house every quarter, and he sprays. And you know what? We never have bugs. And so you need to do that. We also got the mosquito murdering system, which is unbelievable as well. Now is the time to put it in. And then when the spring comes, bruh. You are going to love it because those mosquitoes are done. They're non-existent. It's all at McGrathPestControl.com. That's McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound!
Real. Let's go! Fun. Sports. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hey, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Five-star joining us right now. He was 2-0 last week. He had the Bills and the 49ers, and you didn't sweat a minute of either of those games.
Not really.
And he is joining
us. Even with
us.
The screw-ups from San Francisco, you never felt like Dallas could cover.
Well, they weren't going to cover no matter what.
Right.
Dallas wins by a point, and you still win the bet because
at the very end.
Yeah. Even if they covered. So even if Dallas had won the game, which they didn't because they suck. But Five Star's joining us here and now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What up, Five Star?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning to both of you, man. I hope you guys enjoyed the weekend, man, and let's get ready for another winning weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking for another winning weekend. And it's even so much better when, like I said, you don't have to sweat, right?
Right. Oh, my gosh. Those games were so easy, especially with the Bills. That was one of my biggest bits of the season, man. As we talked about earlier, the Patriots just simply couldn't match up with them. They didn't have the weapons on the outside. They had a rookie quarterback coming in. They were playing a division rival. The Bills detest the Patriots, so you know that they were going to come with the A game. Everything lined up for Buffalo to have a big game in that one, and they did exactly that.
Yeah. So, all right, let's go. Give us a couple winners.
All right, we're going to roll with the Niners again, man. They're one of the highest teams in the league right now. They're going to Lambeau Field, prepared to face another one of their playoff rivalries in the Green Bay Packers, fresh out defeating the Cowboys. The Niners and Packers, as you guys know, is a storied playoff matchup, two of the league's most iconic franchises. But as we talked about last week, the Niners are second ranked in net yards per play offensively. And as I briefly touched on also last week, yards per play is a huge factor for sports investors like myself. The Niners are also a physical team, probably the most physical in football. They have talent everywhere. If we said the Niners-Packers matchup, who's the 10 best players on either team, we'd start probably with Aaron Rodgers for sure, then probably Devontae Adams. But the next run of players are most likely all San Francisco players. I personally go with like Deebo Samuels, Trent Williams, Nick Bosa, George Kittle, Fred Warner. So the Niners have so much talent, guys, and the team is peaking at the right moment. Garoppolo is a lame duck quarterback, so his performance in these playoffs is either going to make him a lot of money or cost him a lot of money. No one plays better than a star player on an expiring contract. 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan is one of the few coaches, guys, that's had a lot of success against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers in recent seasons. Over the last 5 years, Shanahan has faced Rodgers six times. In those contests, Shanahan led teams to score 33, 44, 30, 37, 37, and 17 points. They've averaged 33 points per game, while the Packers have struggled, only averaging 25 points. Plus, in the game where Shanahan's squad only scored 17 points last season, they had a depleted roster. It was Nick Mullins was the quarterback, Jerick McKinnon was the rusher, and some guy, Richie James, was the top receiver. All their stars is out. Some coaches just have a team's number, and certainly Lil Shanny has had his way with the Green Bay Packers and his former understudy, Matt LaFleur. The Packers also, man, have been a team that lived off beating up on a really weak division this year. They beat up on the Bears, the Vikings, and the Lions twice. Their defense hasn't played well late. They struggled at Baltimore without Lamar Jackson, and you saw what happened in the final game against the Lions. If Jimmy G can play a clean game, the Niners can pull out the outright. That's a pretty big if, because we saw last week he can make some bonehead picks at times, but they definitely can keep it within the number. Garoppolo is 6-0 in the playoffs in games he doesn't throw an interception. So as long as he plays decent, the Niners are going to keep this game within the touchdown. The 49ers are 8-0 against the spread in January, guys. 4-0 against the spread in the last four divisional playoff games. 6-1 against the spread in the last seven games as an underdog. But our favorite trend of the week is the public betting. Joe Public loves the cheeseheads. 75% of the handle and 72% of the total bets are packs to cover. We're rolling with the homers in the desert and backing the tough, talented 49ers plus six, guys.
I like the 49ers here. I like this selection a lot. I think that the points are, you know, I think both teams have the ability to squeeze the points a little bit potentially. And San Francisco has the ability to run the ball and slow the game down. They have, I got to think George Kittle's going to have a bigger week this week. And Deebo Samuel's just maybe the most unheralded, multifaceted weapon that you can find in football. I love that one. I'm curious, before we go any further, out of the teams right now that are available, the final eight, do you have a team that you think is a good futures bet to win a Super Bowl, win the AFC, win the NFC, one of those future plays that people could keep an eye on that they could maybe jump in on?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Lance. I actually have a show that I do called The Wager Bird that comes on weekly on School TV that I give a future bet each week. And the last two future bets, we doubled down on Frisco this week. I had San Francisco plus 800 to reach the Super Bowl last week. It went down to plus 450, but I bought it again at 450, so now I got 1250, and that's the reason why. Lance, look at the NFC right now. If San Francisco is able to pull out the victory, Green Bay, which we know they have a great track record against the Packers, then they most likely face either the Bucs or the Rams. We saw what the Rams did to the Bucs the last time they played. If they can pull off an upset, which is very likely, as you see by the short numbers, the plus 3 minus 120 with the Rams. So Vegas thinks this game is going down to the end between the Bucs and the Rams. So just say the Rams pull that game out. Now you have an unbelievable hedging opportunity, which I'm looking forward to, because what's the 49ers record against the Rams? They're 7-0 against them in the last seven matchups. So I definitely look at the 49ers. Right now they're at plus 450 just to reach the Super Bowl to get them.
All right, we're running out of time. We got to get this quickly. My bookie has 49ers plus 6.5. You got to buy it up to 7.
That's shocking that won't go to 7.
It won't go to 7. No prayer. It'll go down. Big a number.
It'll go down.
But you should maybe buy that half a point and get it at 7. All right, what's the other game?
Yeah, that's Joe Public. Joe Public's killing them. We're going to go with a totals play next. We're going with Buffalo and Kansas City over 54.5. I'm not a big totals players guy, but this one is just too juicy to pass up. My system tells me the total is almost a touchdown under the proper number on this game. It should be about 60. And the public's also pounding it under 77, the under at 77% of the tickets. And also that this matchup, man, is just two of the top five quarterbacks in the prime, guys that are playing the best football for the team at the right time. Neither one of these guys are going to go out without slinging it and trying to win that game, man. Both of the quarterbacks are really at the top of their game right now. The over is 8-0 in Bills' last eight games as an underdog. The over is 6-0 in the Bills' last six games as a road underdog. The over is 8-1 in the Bills' last nine games after accumulating more than 350 total yards in their previous game. So when the Bills' offense gets hot, it stays hot. Last week, they put up 47 points against the most vulnerable defense in the AFC. On the other sideline, KC is a big playoff offense. The over is 6-0 in the Chiefs' last six games overall. It's 4-0 in the last four games following an against the spread win. The over is 5-0 in Chiefs' last five games following a straight-up win. And the over is 4-0 in the Chiefs' last four games after scoring more than 30 points in their previous game. So, once again, you have an offense that when it gets hot, it stays hot. Hey, this is going to be the game everyone's going to be watching. Let's watch the one that Jim Nance and Tony Romo has. Sit back, you guys get your popcorn, enjoy it, and expect the fireworks show between two high-level quarterbacks playing the best game of the year, man. Both of those guys are going to gun. We're going to go first half over 27 and 54.5 for the game because I just don't see either one of these defenses being able to completely stop these guys from scoring. You get 54.5, what is that, 30-24? We're right there, 30-27, and that can easily happen in this game.
Absolutely. All right, over in the Bills, Chiefs, and San Francisco plus whatever that number is. That is five-star. 2-0 last week. Let's see how he does this week. Five-star as always, man. We appreciate it. At five-star in Vegas on Twitter, at five-star in Vegas. Spell out all the words. Five-star, we appreciate it, man.
If you ask real nice, maybe he'll give you a tennis play at some point because my man knows tennis.
Yeah,
too.
I might give you a tennis or a college basketball play, man. You guys have a great one. I'll talk to you guys next
week. All right, appreciate you, five-star.
There's five-star. 944 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Should women be allowed to drive in the front seat? That is a question that we will answer on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 947 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. A lot of car stories today. Number one, a woman in Ottawa was driving on a river that was iced over, which happens in Ottawa. People drive on them. Well, her car unfortunately hit a warmer patch and began to sink. There's video of her. Okay, if your car is sinking, virtually it's in the water up to the roof and you're standing on the roof. What do you do in that situation, Lance? What do you think you should do if your car is sinking, you're standing on the roof of it? What is one action that you would take?
I mean, I would dab, but I don't see that keeps you. I don't think it helps you necessarily. But the first thing I would do is do this.
Dab.
Yeah.
She took a selfie. So, I guess...
She had to post it quick before it...
Before her phone was submerged in water. But this is what... And people got there and helped her out. But
this is the time we live in, though. Yeah. I mean, the selfie is more important than...
Yeah.
We know people who have... We don't know them personally. People have died from trying to get selfies right next to wild animals or cliffs.
Yes.
You know, yeah. And that's... And you deserve it. I mean, and if you're going to... If the selfie's that important,
die. It's how
Darwinism.
Louisiana man. Now, Lance,
highly underrated. Louisiana man and Florida man, not that far apart.
We've seen a lot of reasons for a car chase, even a slow car chase. We've seen the. You see them. I mean, we see them all the time on television, right? These police are led on a car chase.
Yeah.
And usually, I mean, there's good reason. You're a felon. You don't want to be arrested. Yeah, you're not going back to prison.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be.
You don't want to get caught for a reason.
There's a different reason that this Louisiana man led police on a long chase. What do you think it was?
He had He stole cracklins?
Nope, he didn't steal cracklins. He wanted to finish his hamburger. So as he was being pulled over, he said, nope, not doing that. I'm going to lead police on a long chase, a lengthy chase, so that I could finish my burger.
So he had to know that he had to have warrants for his arrest or something, and he knew that his burger would not, that he wouldn't, because why else would you not just put the burger down, take your ticket, and then pick your burger up? So, you know what? This doesn't sound like the craziest thing. I don't know if I would police chase it. I might slow it. I would definitely be eating fast because if the burger tastes good.
This to you probably makes some sense.
It makes maybe not long, not a cross country.
No.
You know, not a full state high speed chase, but extending the pullover phase.
What? I'm not going to be. What? Am I supposed to leave the burger in the car?
You know you're going to arrested.
How am I
going to
eat a burger with when I'll
cut? What if it happened at 1:30 and he was starving?
That's true. I mean, you know what? I'm going to prison anyway. Might as well
finish my burger.
What if he
had just gotten off of a five-day fast, and he's like, oh, my God,
I can't. Doesn't look like he was on a five-day fast.
It didn't? You got pictures of the guy?
Yeah, doesn't look like he was on any fast ever. Uganda has decided that
of Kamala.
Women can no longer occupy front seats
in
trucks. Why do you think that is?
Don't tell me. I don't want to guess because I could maybe get in trouble.
Well,
it doesn't have to do with...
It's to minimize accidents. Apparently, the decision was made following a road accident that killed 9 people in Lira. They say women are too distracting to truck drivers, and they're causing accidents in Uganda.
Oh, you mean guys are looking over like that?
Wait, yeah.
I thought it was going to be
happens,
like...
That happens, I think.
I thought that's what you meant. It's like, oh my God, can you go back to the back seat like where you belong
as a
driver?
Your radar detector?
Like a backseat driver.
Right, right.
Yeah, no, I thought the radar detector thing where you're like,
No.
Sir, was that intentional?
No, because they can still do that from the back seat. So that's not why. It's because of how distracting they are to Uganda drivers. An Ohio man stole a car with the passenger asleep in the back seat. However, not really asleep. Because the passenger was texting police the entire time and was able to, and the police, because of the texting updates, were able to catch, not the smartest car thing.
No.
I don't think. I'm pretty sure. Apparently a man ran over his wife in Maryland. A Maryland man apparently ran over his wife. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because she was spending too much money. This was his in-court testimony that he thought she should be run over because she spent too much money. And I could see where now I spend too much money for my wife, if you want to know the truth. So I could see my wife running me over, if you want to know the truth. What else do we have here? Apparently Texas, in Texas here. Apparently, we have supply chain issues, so we only are going to have a limited number of voter registration forms that we're going to give out. And not sure they're going to be in. I'm pretty sure they're going to choose what areas they'd like to give them out in. Do you think we should limit the number of voter registration cards in Texas?
Guys, supply chain. Listen. Can't get your voter cards.
Sorry.
Sorry, supply chain. We could use supply chain for... So many excuses to like, I need to start thinking of how I can use it for my kids.
Yeah.
If I could hit them with a supply chain, although they wouldn't really get what it means, maybe use it for the wife. Could I hit her with a supply chain thing? Could I use that as an excuse for something?
Yeah. Apparently, this woman right here has an OnlyFans page.
Wow, I never would have guessed.
She's also a teacher.
She can also cause wrecks in Uganda.
She says that apparently it is now creating awkward encounters at parent-teacher conferences. Do you want this woman as the teacher of one of your children?
Yes. Number one, yes.
Do you think it might be awkward?
Number two, well, my kids are now 13, 15, 17, other than Madi, so they're in like... They're in that strike zone. They want her for a teacher.
They definitely want her for a teacher.
You know, my thing is, I think it was the awkward parent-teacher meetings before anyone knew she had an OnlyFans account.
She probably, it was probably awkward anyway.
It was probably like, hi, Mrs. Davis. Hi, Ms. Davis. Oh, is there a Mr. Davis or what's your husband do for work? Like, all right, stop, Greg. We're here to talk about your son, Toby. We're not here to talk about, is there a Greg Davis?
Yeah.
If I did have a Greg Davis, yes.
You did.
He
know,
mastered the sideways pass at University of Texas years ago.
You do know that my wife and I are newly divorced. So, yeah. But we had to come here together.
This old bag. Oh, what?
Italy's top court has ruled that loud toilet flushes are a violation of human rights. Do you think that loud toilet flushes should be a violation
of
human rights?
The Italians get it wrong. It's non-toilet flushing, which is the violation of human rights. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't have a loud... I think a non-loud toilet flush is the true violation of human rights. If you've ever had someone sit right next to you in the stall and it's like, where's the loud toilet flush? Oh, no. So, yeah, I think the Italians have it all wrong.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. All right, we're done. Charlie Polillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We will talk to you again tomorrow, buddy.
ESPN 97.5.